Welcome to the HME Business Podcast, a podcast on the future of the HME industry. I'm Jack Silverstein of HME Business, and joining me today is Leah Blake, Vice President of Product Management, Resupply at Brightree. In this interview, Leah and I discuss what is changing in the world of resupply and the biggest opportunities in resupply for HMEs and their patients. Leah also pulls back the curtain for us on AI in HME. She debunks the myths and misconceptions, lays out the opportunities, and explores how AI can improve the patient experience. Leah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
As are we. I've realized in my time here that so many people in this industry have a foundational story of how they entered home-based care. Do you have one?
To your point, I think we all have one. So I'm going to answer this twofold. I got into the industry straight out of college, working for a data and analytics company that served home infusion, specialty pharmacy, and home medical equipment providers. So that's how I got started in the industry. Now, why I stayed in the industry, first of all, the people. Everyone is so passionate about their patients, keeping that at the center of everything. But me personally, my grandma, she had cancer and spent the last 2 years of her life, 5.5 hours from our home, going through treatment. And at the end of the day, it didn't turn out like we all hoped it would. But ultimately, I can't help but think, you know, what if we can do more in the home for patients so they don't have to go outside of their comfort zones and we can really serve them where they're most comfortable and ultimately, I think, might have the best health. So at the end of the day, that's why I've stayed here, is I believe in using technology to move the home care industry forward.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. We really appreciate it. Let's look at the world of resupply. It's amazing how fast the year moves. It feels like we're hurtling toward Q4 of 2025 and be straight into 2026 before we know it. What is changing in the world of resupply?
Yeah, what's changing? So I really think the stakes in resupply have never been higher. With the increasing cost to serve that the industry is dealing with, you know, we're hearing that a new round of competitive bidding is coming. We see that more and more we're beginning to shift toward value-based care contracts and things like that. And I also think as far as what's changing, technology, as a product person, technology is changing with some of the advanced technologies that we have, bringing a lot of opportunity. And so in this era and with these industry dynamics, where, like I said earlier, the stakes have never been higher, it becomes more and more important for HME providers to focus on things like patient therapy adherence, you know, long-term patient outcomes, to really have revenue retention on an HME perspective. How do we ultimately boost our revenues, but yet maintain our costs, giving all of these changing dynamics, like I said, competitive bidding, value-based care, and things like that. And so I think with that, really making sure to use technology to help really get through this shift in where we are as an industry.
Would you say that those, you know, everything that you just described, you know, really is the big opportunity, the biggest opportunities in resupply for HMEs and their patients?
Yeah, I think in order to ensure that HMEs, again, they're set up for success. And part of that, regardless of, you know, the size of the HME, being able to have technology at their fingertips, I think is essential in surviving this change. Now, if we get into the specifics of what are the specific enablers within that using technology, it really opens up from a patient perspective, a patient experience, from an operational excellence perspective and so forth. But I really see those things as contributing to really how things are changing and where we are as an industry.
Perfect. So let's talk AI. It is everywhere. It's in every industry, and it's certainly a game changer in home-based care. What are the common myths or misconceptions about AI in the HME space?
Yeah, it's interesting because AI is evolving so quickly. And, you know, the first thing I hear is, it's too advanced. Our patients appreciate that direct communication and collaboration with our team. And so to put things in the mix like AI, a lot of the pushback I've heard is related to, is it truly accurate? And for those of you that are more technology, have more tech lingo, there's something in AI called hallucinations. Does AI predict things that aren't truly the case? And could that have negative implications? And so a lot of it is about just, I think, fear of it being too advanced, of it replacing staff. But I think what's really key here is that the HMEs, and I'm seeing many do this, but more and more HMEs need to think about AI as an enabler. How can we automate those routine tasks so that we can focus more on our patients? How can we, surface more insights and help our staff be more effective and productive and improve the patient experience? And so some of the common myths is that it isn't accurate, that it's too advanced, that it's just going to replace our staff. Our patients want the personalized touch and outreach. And in many cases, they may want that. But again, I think AI needs to be used as enablers for HMEs and their patients.
So let's drill into that a little bit. What do people think AI can do in the resupply setting? Let's just look at the positive. What do they think it can do, and what can it actually do?
So if you're a product person, once again, like me, I come up with crazy ideas all the time for how AI could be used within resupply. So as far as what we think AI can do in resupply, it's an exciting time to look at the possibilities where we can take literally every step of an HME provider journey and workflow and even get better at it. With our product, for example, we do really, really well at outreach to patients and connecting with them. But if you put it on top of that, things like AI agents, you can expand even the patients that you serve. Non-English speaking patients, for example, if there's been a limitation there, how can we open up that availability to better communicate? As far as other things, if we kind of walk through the workflow, you start with patient outreach and resupply, and I mentioned AI agents, but also how can we optimize outreach so that, we do things like get more intelligent at how we outreach to patients and what methods we outreach to patients. Once we ultimately get an order and we're processing that through insurance verification, documentation, fulfillment, I think about great opportunities in the workflow so that if we take documentation steps, and I'll use diabetes as an example here. HME providers are having to chase chart notes down for diabetes patients every 6 months. And so how can we implement AI into this so that the review and verification of those facts or signed documents, those get automated? To your question of, what's a possibility and what is actually exists, HME providers are automating their resupply documentation needs. It's something that we're doing right now at Brightree as well. And so how can we take away some of the manual processes throughout that workflow so that ultimately it goes back to patients, so that patients are getting served in a more timely manner? One thing, and this goes a little bit off from your topic, but I wanted to share it.
Our topic.
Okay, good. We're having a good conversation then. But so much have changed with patient expectations. Amazon, people like the ease of it. I love the fact that I can go onto Amazon and I can say, I need this, deliver it, and it's here tomorrow or it's here 2 days later. And I have a pretty high level of confidence in that. So when we think about the resupply world, knowing that this is the expectation of the patient, we have to push more and more and more toward having the best patient experience so they get more of that Amazon-like experience. And so I think if AI comes into play, you have AI touch points up front and just connecting with patients, setting your extra expectations, providing them updates on things like the status of their orders. But then as soon as we can implement AI into their workflow, then those patients get served even quicker. One other key area that I would call out just as far as possibilities and what we have today. One of the super exciting projects that I've been leading is using proprietary machine learning to ultimately identify patients at risk of therapy or resupply disruption. And with this, there's a correlation between a patient not effectively using their therapy and ultimately how they resupply. I was talking to a gentleman on an airplane once, and he said, he saw my logo on my backpack, and he said, "Hey, I have a question for you. How can I get a new mask? I'm a CPAP user." And I kind of laughed. I'm like, I can't wait for this conversation. But I started educating him on how typically insurance providers, how often they will cover new mask and recommended he reach out directly to his local home medical equipment. And as that conversation continued, what he shared with me was that he used to be very effective and every single night he wore his CPAP. But he said, I haven't been using it as well as I did in the past. And it took me back to that prior comment that he mentioned to me. And that is that he was having issues with his mask, and ultimately, as a result, his compliance and adherence with the CPAP therapy declined. And so being able to do things like, identify patients that might be at risk based on therapy indicators and things like that, to ultimately be able to proactively engage that patient, I think that's something that super exciting as we look at AI and possibilities within resupply.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. I'm glad that he felt comfortable enough to ask someone. Those stories always make me feel good that we're still
communicating. It's funny. Love airport conversations with patients because, again, people recognize my logo. And sometimes I will intentionally wear a sweater with the ResMed logo just so that patients will proactively come up to me and start a conversation. I've probably had around 10 impromptu conversations with patients at the airport alone. It's hilarious.
What do they ask most frequently?
About half of the time it's, hey, we have a CPAP. We use that. And it's excitement. Those are the ones I love. Other times, the story I just told, a lot of times it's just talking to me about how they use CPAP, which is what I find most interesting.
I had a question here, and you've sort of addressed it. So if you don't have anything else, that's fine. But I was wondering about specific stories that you have about how AI is improving the patient experience.
Yeah. So I'll use kind of a follow-up to that conversation that we were just having. So we have a project, as I was mentioning, in beta to identify these at-risk patients. What we're seeing, again, we're still going through all of the testing and so forth, which is so important. But we are seeing that we've actually been able to identify hundreds of patients that are at risk of therapy and reach attrition and proactively engage them and ultimately get them back into a good cycle, good understanding, good therapy. And so when I think about the patient experience, and what something I'm currently working on, that I think that's really cool to be able to outreach to patients proactively, help them get back on track. It's exciting.
What about from the provider side? Do you have any favorite stories or anecdotes, or maybe favorite's not even the right term, but most important or illustrative stories about HME providers having success with AI?
Yeah, from an operational perspective, I have talked to HME providers that, as I was mentioning earlier, that they've completely automated their documentation processes by leveraging a combination of OCR and AI technology. This is something I mentioned that we're actively working on our side, but to see that the burden of fact documents, when I look at our industry, and I've been in the industry now around 14, 15 years. And when I look at the industry and I look at some of the biggest opportunities, it amazes me how much time that we have to spend as an industry chasing paperwork still. We are in 2025. One of my favorite things when I go on site with HME providers is what I love doing is not talking about Brightree at all, but let me just sit with you and let me observe what you do. And it's the sticky notes on cubicle walls, the binders full of papers on figuring out how do I qualify certain documents to make sure that it meets our insurance expectations in order for us to ultimately get paid. And how people are having to manage this, given that the vast majority of initially referrals, but then even your renewal paperwork is still paper-based processes. I am excited to see that go away in our industry. And I think that will be happening very soon.
Yeah, and I want to give you like one high level item here, which is to say for any of our listeners right now who are still not really feeling AI or not haven't used it yet, what would be like the first use case of, you know what, just try it with this?
I honestly think I will go back to what I was just mentioning around automating their documentation processes. This is something that kind of like resupply defeat, having a solid, automated, intelligent resupply platform is just a no-brainer. But for the documentation process, there are great solutions out there. Check with your billing system and see what they have in the works. Check with others on the market. This is something that is truly a game changer. And ultimately, I think that would be a great starting place.
Perfect. So the final question, what does the future hold for resupply?
What does the future hold? I think the future is very, very bright. As a product person, again, as kind of a tech geek, when I look to what will home-based care look like in the home in 5 years, it's hard for me to almost even imagine it. And that's with the rate that technology is evolving. And so I think as far as what the huge future holds, but I think it's really bright. I think we are going to see more and more connectivity between different care ecosystems to benefit the patient ultimately. I think we will be able to automate a lot of the processes that we have. We will be able to, again, outreach to patients much more intelligently. And really, I think what's key here, with all of these possibilities with technology is, once again, regardless if you are a mom and pop HME, and I grew up in a small family business, and so regardless of the size of your organization, This is about your patients. And for you to best serve your patients, start now with assessing your technology options, because the future, I do believe it's going to require it to some degree to just stay competitive. And so the future is bright. I think we're going to get better at connecting with patients. I think we're going to get better at automating manual processes. And ultimately, at Brightree, I'm committed, we're committed to help leading that transformation in our industry.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Leah.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Same here.
That was Leah Blake of Brightree on the HME Business Podcast. To hear more episodes, visit hme-business.com/podcasts.